do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Our big changes coming to the world of college basketball. There was some talk about that today. We'll kick that around. Mark Morehouse of the Gazette will join us. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. It's a busy Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. It is the Gym Class Wednesday edition coming your way here on KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thanks to everyone for tuning in, especially the folks downtown at on the job site. At the former American Building, we were down there today, lunchtime, for our first edition of Lunchbox Heroes. We'll hear about that coming up here before 4 o'clock today. And the great list of sponsors that all chip in to make it a very worthwhile experience. Great to talk to those folks today as we were down there over the noon hour feeding about 70 to 80. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, look back at the Iowa Spring scrimmage from Friday. We'll also talk to Chris Liss of RotoWire.com. Plenty to talk about. As far as the world of Major League Baseball is concerned, fantasy baseball, maybe even some draft questions if you have them. If you are sure certain where your favorite team is going to draft a quarterback or what have you, or maybe we'll get Chris's thoughts about the quarterbacks, how early they're going to go, are they going to make an impact, etc. We'll have the NFL draft coming your way tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock, the first round, and then Friday at 7 o'clock, second and third rounds coming your way right here on KGYM. Happy National Golf Day to you, Mark.
Didn't realize that until I walked in. And I think every day is golf day to us, right?
Right, but this is – why would they put it on a Wednesday?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you put it on a weekday?
Well, it's
weekend. I'm sorry.
Our friends at St. Andrews have a game every Wednesday.
Correct.
Perhaps that's part of it.
One of our great sponsors.
The finish to the Big 12 Men's Golf Championships is today. I don't know. They had to pick some day, didn't they?
Everybody's got a day.
National Cookie Day is out the window, I think. And
yeah, Iowa State's playing right now at Southern Hills down in Tulsa. They're wrapping things up as far as the Big 12 Men's Golf Championship is concerned.
Indeed, the Iowa State Cyclones having a very good tournament. Not such a good day today at Southern Hills. Iowa State has dropped to fourth, one stroke behind Oklahoma State and Texas. Appears Oklahoma has wrapped up the championship. One player left on the course for Iowa State, and that's Sam Vincent. Unless he birdies 18, the Cyclones will finish fourth. In fact, four out of the five Cyclones already have bogeyed 18, so that was not friendly to Iowa State. Cedar Rapids and Frank Lindwall finishing with a 76 today. He is currently tied for 18th. So for a freshman to finish in the top 20 at the Big 12 Championships, that's pretty good.
Not too bad.
And it is final now. Iowa State has finished fourth in the Big 12 Championships. Oklahoma won. Oklahoma State and Texas tied for two. Iowa State comfortably in fourth.
That will get them comfortably into a regional. So I don't think anything to worry about as far as Iowa State is concerned. We talked about it yesterday. Iowa probably needs a pretty good showing in the Big Ten tournament, which will get underway, I believe, tomorrow or Friday, one of the two, in Baltimore, at the Baltimore Country Club, the Five Farms course out there. So best of luck to Tyler Stith and the Hawkeyes as they go out to Maryland. And Iowa State will now await where they will head off to as far as regional men's golf is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is the Hertin & Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, conveniently located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. The Gym Class presented by Third Base Brewery. Good day to stop on by after you get off of work today and enjoy a nice beverage. They are located on the corner of C Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. At third base, you're almost home. And we do appreciate their sponsorship and presentation of the gym class each and every day here on KGYN.
NFL Draft on tap for tomorrow, and we'll have coverage of it right here on KGYM. It's also the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Is the NFL draft the most overanalyzed sports event of the year? Yes or no?
Ooh, good question.
Thanks, T-Mobile's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Might very well be the most overanalyzed. You got mock draft 5.7 and things like that out there, and it never goes according to plan. I do believe I read somewhere on social networking that you have all the people, the business leaders out there that offer a huge bounty if you come up with the perfect men's basketball bracket. No one's done it yet. And somebody out there is giving an exorbitant amount of money for the perfect first round, I believe.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. You're going to get a perfect bracket before you're going to get a perfect first round, because you don't know who's going to trade. You don't know when they're going to trade. You don't know who's going to move up. You don't know who's, you know, there's so many variables to this, which makes it fun.
And Cleveland is on the clock, and to this minute, as far as I know, the Browns have reduced their choices to, I believe, Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, right? And
depending on who you talk to.
Depending on who you talk to. I mean, that could change by tomorrow, but the fact that all the draft, quote-unquote, experts, analysis, and analysts, even the Cleveland Browns, don't know who the number one pick is going to be, that tells me there is no number one pick this year.
I don't think there is. I think Saquon Barkley is the number one pick, but he's not going to be taken number one.
Should be.
I think he should be. I think he's the most talented guy out there at his position. So, what do I know?
Yeah.
Going to talk it. We'll wrap up the NFL draft, by the way, next week. Dan Shunk of Our Lad Scouting Service will be joining us here. Some Major League Baseball this afternoon. Washington put 3 up in San Francisco in the first inning. They lead 3-0. Also in the first, no score, Detroit-Pittsburgh. Third inning, bottom of the third, it's Colorado shutting out San Diego 4-0. End of 6, it's Houston shutting out the LA Angels 4-0. And Seattle's taking a lead over the White Sox. The pen must be in for Chicago. It's now 4-3 Mariners. Good grief, the White Sox bullpen is awful.
319-366-1600 is our Hertzian and Stocker Jeweler text line and our phone line. Kyle Mann back, our producer today. 86-50, yes, the NFL draft is overanalyzed, but it is still amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome learning about all these young men around the country that most didn't see throughout the year. That's so true.
I would agree with that. The big national story coming out today here, we're going to talk to Mark Morehouse coming up in a couple of minutes, is the fact, and I think it's on life support right now, even though NBA Commissioner Adam Silver came out today and said it's probably not going to be implemented until as early as 2020. But today, the Commission on College Basketball, did you know, first of all, there was a Commission on College Basketball?
I did, actually, yeah.
Okay, very good. It is a 12-person commission headed up by Condoleezza Rice, the former United States Secretary of State, formerly on the College Football Playoff Committee as well. Very much well thought of, sports-wise and other around the country. Also made up of former basketball players David Robinson and Grant Hill. Well, they met today and came out with their findings. 60-page report that took 6 months to cobble together. And I think it's fantastic. I think it hits on exactly what needs to be done as far as helping the NBA. I don't want to say saving college basketball, but making college basketball more viable at this point. It's a five-prong effort, if you will. Number one, end the one-and-done rule. End it. And that's what Adam Silver came out today. Right now, players either have to be 19 years old or a year removed from finishing high school to get into the NBA. Rice said this morning that if the NBA Players Association opts not to change its rule to allow high schoolers to go pro, freshman ineligibility will be among the things that the commission considers putting forth in the NCAA. They're going to get you one way or the other, is what they're saying at this point. Number two, allow undrafted underclassmen to return to school. Yes, 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 yes. If you make a bad choice out there, instead of getting lost, maybe ending your career, whatever the case may be, allow them to go back to college and help out, get a degree, work toward the degree, get your game better, etc. I think it's fantastic.
I would agree.
Number three, agents should be allowed. Now, this is the big difference. This is where we got into all the trouble with the shoe companies and the agents and the assistant coaches working with under the under darkness to get into college basketball. But they are going to be, the agents should be allowed, but they are going to work with the NCAA and the NBA hand in hand. They will be certified by the NCAA and the NBA. It's going to be out in the open. Let's just say that.
Not sure I'm on board with that.
They got to do it the right way or that could get real murky again. Significantly increase enforcement penalties. And this includes not letting the NCAA dish out penalties, which I think is fantastic. I think it's fantastic. And finally, overhaul the Summer League / so-called AAU enterprise. The NCAA, the NBA, and USA Basketball have them more in charge of summer tournaments, spring summer tournaments, which are going on right now as we speak, which I think is fine. Here's the deal. A lot of these tournaments are fine, but you get the ones that are out there that are going to give it a black eye.
AU is like an umbrella. It's not, AU doesn't sponsor these tournaments.
Oh, no. It's shoe companies.
I don't know why it's called AAU basketball. I don't think the AAU has much to do with it. It's basically summer leagues, and I don't know why it's been called the AAU circuit. Yes, remove the shoe companies, please.
Yeah. What do you think out there, 319-366-1600? Is this a good start to trying to have everybody come together to help out basketball?
8705 on the text line, agents certified to be corrupt?
Well, they're trying to avoid that. They don't want them to be corrupt. They don't want it to be under shady things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work with an agent, then fine. Work with the agent. You don't sign with the agent. You're just going to
what are you working
meet
on,
with
though?
The agent.
What
well,
are you-
your future. They're going to lay, you know, like an academic advisor
Talk
would.
Talk to your mom and dad. Your coach.
Your people?
Yeah.
So you're not for that?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're for four prongs, but you're not for the fifth prong.
I'm pretty much a four-prong guy right now, yeah.
Okay. All right. 317. We'll go ahead.
2096. It's a great, sensible step in the right direction.
Does college basketball need something like this? I don't think college basketball is ever going to go away, but it just becomes less and less viable. You've got college football that is, other than the fact that all the scrutiny around the game, rule-wise, safety-wise, college football is flourishing right now. NCAA basketball, not so much at this point.
Now, that first prong, ending one and done, what does that mean?
You would be able to, if, and what Condoleezza Rice put out here this morning is the fact that you're going to be meeting with agents of the NBA, not agents, but people involved in the NBA and the NCAA. It's going to be like that, the advisory board that's out there. You can talk with them. There are going to be some people that are going to go to, like a Bagley last year. Bagley, no one needed to tell him he's good enough for the NBA at this point. they're going to, that is fine. But others, you know, there shouldn't be 42 guys going from high school basketball to the NBA like it was at the, before the one and dones came in. That it just got to the point of silliness at that point.
2657 has a contrary viewpoint on the text line. We always love that. I don't think if an underclassman declares they should be allowed back to play. Maybe keep their scholarship, but life has to have consequences when you make a bad decision. Maybe let them keep their scholarship, but definitely if they hire an agent, do not let them play.
Well, I agree with you. I like contrary viewpoints, but I just think you give them one chance to come back. I give them one chance to come back. It does no one any good
if
they're
not
playing basketball.
Don't they have that chance now declaring for the NBA without an agent?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But then they have to get out of the draft by, what, the end of June? I had the date last week. But, no, it can't be the end of June. It's got to be the end of May. Got to be the end of May. But at any rate, you got a situation where they just make a bad decision and they're not playing basketball again, or they're playing in Sweden or what. Not that there's anything wrong with playing in Sweden, but it's not the NBA. Give them another chance to come back. If Isaiah Moss, for example, signs an agent, doesn't get drafted, I believe in a second chance in this situation.
Kind of makes a mockery of committing to a school to play basketball for 4 years, too. Or 5 years.
319-366-1600. Let us know what you think. All right, we got to get to Mark Morehouse. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour, 3, Chris Liss of rotowire.com is going to join us coming up as well. So stay with us. We're going to talk the Iowa spring scrimmage from last Friday night with Mark Morehouse when we return after this on KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really.
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to Paco. DePaco Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePaco.com.
DePaco Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Can buying a used car feel like new? At Toyota of Iowa City, all used cars come with pre-owned continued care. That's 2 years of oil changes, tire rotations, multi-point inspections, and car washes with every service appointment, plus 10% off maintenance items. That's a new car experience for a pre-owned purchase. Shop today at toyotaiowacity.com or stop in to see us. Pre-owned continued care only at Toyota of Iowa City. It's what we do.
See dealer for details.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
1 in 5 Iowans lives with a disability. A gift to Easter Seals Iowa helps individuals with an intellectual, developmental, or physical disability, autism, or mental illness get the training they need to live, learn, work, and play. Please donate at disabilityia.org today. Easter Seals Iowa, turning disabilities into possibilities. Sponsored by Easter Seals Iowa and aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
.323 back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with you. Maybe having withdrawals from bowling. It's first Wednesday. Well, we still have bowling associated
outing
tonight, but no bowling per se. So you've been out though for 5 or 6 weeks. You've got to be missing it.
Yeah, I've already cashed in the year, and that happened 5 or 6 weeks ago, and my eye issues came up. But I'm going to evaluate next year.
Oh, you're
just making a little announcement right now.
Oh, please. Right now, Rusty is laughing somewhere. Probably on a golf course, but laughing nonetheless. The Iowa football scrimmage took place last Friday night at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, witnessed by, nearly 10,000 or so, which included Mark Morehouse, who covers Hawkeyes for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well.
You mean he's already got 37,000 of them? He needs more?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, he doesn't need more.
Get up to 38,000.
Mark, you're retiring from bowling?
No.
I didn't make that announcement, Mark.
Okay,
I'm just going to evaluate things. You know, it's like declaring for the draft and then deciding to go back to what you were doing.
I think you might be the last Cedar Rapids sports personality who's still playing rec sports of any kind. I retired from hockey a couple of years ago, mainly because my wife was sick of looking at the hockey bag in the garage. So, hey, come over to retirement, Mark. It feels pretty good.
Okay.
I'm playing basketball tonight.
Okay, you're still going. But Scott, you're in good shape, so that matters.
And I'm not.
Well, you weren't 20 years ago, Mark.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, brother.
And I've not improved with age.
Well, you've had what? We've had 5 days to kind of have everything soak in about what we saw on Friday evening anyway, Mark. And I guess the first impression of what you saw on Friday that's sticking with you at this point here on a Wednesday, April the 25th.
What's the water tower, Scott?
Well,
come on.
Besides the water tower.
If the water tower could play guard, I think that would really help the Hawkeyes because they could use some size on the inside. And just kidding. But I keep coming back to offensive line with this team just because last year they took a step back. There's no way to put it. I mean, they averaged 4.45 yards a carry in 2016. Last season, they averaged 3.76. That was a huge drop-off. Iowa was 0-5 in the game. It failed to rush for 100 yards. And then toward the end of the year, you know, I thought, and I don't, you guys might have thought differently, or everyone out there might have thought differently. I just did not see James Daniels going early. I didn't see it coming until it, boom, that happened, basically. And I think that's a big hole. And that's everybody, after covering the draft for the Hawkeyes for so long, rarely do you see a player who's so universally kind of lauded or loved by the NFL scouting, whatever you want to call it, mechanism. And to me, that really caught me by surprise, and it's a big hole. Sounds like Keegan Render's moving in, and things look good for him. But, on either side of him next year, there's going to be a new starter at both guard spots. So I think that's a huge red flag. And then last year, you know, the tackles, I think they came through fine. They're both freshmen, but they were not the first choice last year. They were Ike Butker, who I think could maybe get drafted tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, but sometime during the weekend here. And then Boo Myers, those guys were the first choice. So those guys, I think Alaric Jackson and Tristan Wirfs grew last year. They're ahead of schedule now. Maybe things will start to slow down for them this year. But I keep coming back to Iowa offensive line and it's getting up to standard. And right now, I'm not sure.
Terribly unfortunate news for Aaron Menz. His career apparently over. But how does that affect Iowa's linebacking crew?
Well, I think with Amani Jones in the middle and Aaron Menz at weak side, I thought that was Iowa's most explosive athletic duo. Sure, they haven't seen the field for 3 years, basically, but Iowa had three pretty good linebackers. You're going to see one of them drafted this weekend, and Josie Jewell. Ben Neiman will make a team. To me, he was a big combine snub. I think he's a draftable player, too. And then Bo Bauer. So through no fault of their own, they're just finally getting there. And when Menz gets there, he blows out his knee. So it's just horribly unfortunate luck. I don't think he'll be back for a sixth year, but I suppose you could apply and it never hurts. But that said, everybody who got second place in the middle linebacker duel, it sounds like Imani Jones is the guy there. And from what I saw Friday night, I really liked it. He's got a lot of power. He's got good vision. He goes after players. And he's a tackler in the realm of Josie Jewell. He gets guys on the ground. I think Nenz could have had that, but everybody who is second place now moves over to the weak side spot. If I had a handicapper right now, I'd say probably Christian Wells is a good shot. Jack Hockaday is a good shot. There might be some young guys sort of climbing the ladder there, but I think Iowa takes a hit there. I mean, there's no question about it. Nenz was a fifth-year guy, and really it was his time, and now it's not. It's just unfortunate.
It is, but I guess the best news about the Iowa linebacking core is that I think Iowa's strength on this football team is just ahead of them, and it lined up, and that is the defensive line, whether it's the defensive ends or the defensive tackles, Iowa is good, and they're awful deep up there.
Potentially. To me, I think if Davion Nixon would have made the cut academically, defensive line would have been maybe the strength of the team. I think him missing brings them back to the pack a little bit in that they're going to be undersized a little bit up front. They're pouring bodies in that position. You saw a lot of Chauncey Golston, who I really liked Friday night at the tackle position, really moves his feet well. And last year, he didn't notice a lot of pressure off of stunting. I saw a little bit of that Friday night with Golston. I think he moves well enough to give offensive linemen fits. So he's in a tackle. Sam Brinks moves over he rotates in a tackle. Both of these guys are defensive ends rotating in a tackle. That tells you they're going to be undersized a little bit. So I think that can work. But if you look at what happened last year, I think average allowed, I want to say it was about four a carry or somewhere in that neighborhood. And that was with three terrific senior linebackers. So those guys are gone. There's a little bit of question in the middle of Iowa's defensive line. That number is going to be one to watch, because I think what Iowa allows on the ground and what Iowa gains on the ground is really the essence of Iowa football.
New faces at the running back position, and Torrin Young is the most experienced of them. Ivory Kelly Martin got on the field, but what's the pecking order back there, Mark?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think Torrin Young is the guy. 5'11", 225-ish should work. That's Iowa lives on running backs like that. Ivory Kelly Martin reminds me a little bit of Fred Russell. Shortish, pretty well put together, can move really well. I think he's probably their best cutter. So they're number one, number two. And then we saw Keyshawn Bryan and Cameron Harrell Friday night. I think they're probably depth guys this year. It'll be interesting to see what Henry Guile, Green Bay incoming freshman kid, does. Good size, but you know, true freshman running back. Hard to see, you know, hard to say what he is capable of. So to me, Iowa has two running backs that it feels comfortable with. That's not enough. That's just not enough, and I think everyone knows that.
Yeah, they got to develop depth right there. And speaking of depth, as we talk with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette about the Iowa football team, Nathan Stanley's in there, number one. Who's number two? That's the big question. And not going to get that thing settled till fall, as it should be, but you got to see the two guys on Friday night.
Right, right. And I think that's going to be an interesting story come August when I remember sleepily kind of going to coordinators are made available at the end of camp when they break camp. And two years ago, CJ Beathard's senior year, you know, we ask Greg Davis how the number two quarterback race is going. And he says, this Nate Stanley kid, he's giving us a hard decision to make. It kind of opened everybody's eyes. And he eventually did beat out Tyler Wiegers, and here he is today. I kind of think it's going to go that way with Peyton Mansell and Spencer Petras, because Petras comes in with every bit of hype. And I think so far it's hard to gauge whether or not he lives up to it, because it's just been one spring practice. But, you know, just the front end of things just looks, you know, he fits what Iowa has been and had a quarterback for the last few years. Big kid. Stanley, size is a huge plus. I think Petras is right there. 6'4", 6'5", 225, 230, and he's only going to get bigger. So I think he fits what Iowa wants. Mansell came in Friday night and kind of a Drew Tate type of playmaker. Completed 8 of 10 for 77 yards, converted a fourth down, also missed an open touchdown. That would have been an easy six. But I think whoever loses that race, probably transferring. I don't think I'm going out on a limb and saying that. So I'm just going to handicap it right now and just say I think Petras wins, and I think he's the number two guy in it come fall.
Transferring already?
That was going to be my follow-up question. I showed Mark that I had a follow-up, and I just said, in my mind, like you, I just don't see these two guys not living in harmony with one another, but they both want to play. They've both said it, and I'm with you. I think whoever doesn't get the backup might be gone.
And it's not even exactly – it wouldn't even really be breaking news. It's not even an audacious opinion anymore. It just happens. I mean, Iowa lost two quarterbacks last year. Lost three quarterbacks, I think, since that whole triumvirate of Jake Rudock, C.J. Beathard, and I'm blanking on the other guy, blonde-haired kid who eventually ended up at Louisiana Tech.
Oh, gosh. I can't remember his name now. I can't even.
Sokol?
Cody Sokol. Yeah, that's it. I think there's going to be a transfer, and it's weird how coaches are kind of cool with quarterbacks transferring because really there's only one quarterback and there's only going to be one quarterback. And then I think you have your next at Iowa. I think your next scholarship quarterback will be probably your young freshman that you really like. And then number three will probably be the guy hanging on, a guy probably going to transfer. So that's just the reality of it. If you want to buy an Iowa quarterback jersey, there's an easy choice, and it's number four, Nate Stanley. Beyond that, I would hold off on that.
Mark, 3558 on our text line would like to know about Toksakin Rabadi.
Yeah, surgery, very serious surgery. I think it's career threatening. I can't really get into because the family doesn't want that out there. But anyway, serious surgery. I don't know if he'll be back. I'll just leave it at career threatening. And every time his name came up this spring, there didn't seem to be any forward momentum. But don't count him out. He's still there, and he's still trying and wants to get back. So we'll see what happens.
Steve in Iowa City on the text line claims Manziel's folks bought him a house in University Heights.
Don't speed.
That's awesome. Good for him. That probably means that he's not transferring, or that if he does, there'll be a realtor involved. But great, that's a bold move. And if you have the coin to buy your son a house, last guy I remember who had a house in Iowa City, Brandon Weger, and that didn't go great.
No.
Unless it's the house that they want to move, and they'll give it to you for free, and you just got to move it somewhere. Then that might be a problem out there. A few more minutes here with Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette as we talk some Hawkeye football. Punting, at least on Friday night, both punters looked pretty solid.
Yeah, there was no rush.
Right. It makes it a lot easier.
But after last year, I'm giving them thumbs up. I think not changing anything at punter, to me, LeVar Woods had to come. He had to defend that decision this spring because Iowa punting was 114th in the nation last year. That's not good. That's an F. Looks better this year. I think one thing that judging harshly last year, first year players, the punters really got it. Colton Rassiter, that was his first year. The Ohio State decision, the unannounced fake punt. I thought that would be the end of his career at Iowa. I can't imagine Kirk Ferentz enjoying that decision, but he took it. Hey, you pull that in any other game except for beating Ohio State for the first time since 2004 and beating them 55-24. Yeah, Coach Ferentz probably has a little better humor after that game. So I think Rastetter, if he does the rugby punt thing, if he straight punts, it doesn't matter. I think he's a good athlete back there. The fact that he completed two passes last year, it gives you a little bit of doubt. Every time that kid walks on the field, you're like, okay, he does funny stuff, and he throws the ball in the air sometimes, and it goes to their player. And so he's kind of a weapon that way. Ryan Gersondi last year, the injury really kind of messed him up. I think he's capable of averaging I want to say 42 to 43-ish. And if they can get some bombs out of Gersondi, if they can get some tough-to-field punts, out of the rugby punt that Colton Rassiter does, that can work. and I'm cautiously optimistic in that working.
Mark Morehouse has posted a story on Gazette Online surveying various quote-unquote experts on what they feel about Iowa players in the NBA or in NFL draft. It's really across the board, Mark. I mean, look at Josh Jackson, anywhere from sixth overall to second round. James Daniels, anywhere from first round to third. Does this surprise you at all, or what are you reading out of it?
I think the quarterback position has kind of got everybody a little bit twisted because you don't know. I mean, these quarterbacks are all kind of – I think teams are trying to talk themselves into them being franchise guys, guys who will change your fortunes. I'm not sure that they are. I think a lot of NFL GMs and a lot of NFL draft reps are probably having that debate. And so that changes where, you know, the rest of the potential first-round guys will fall. That certainly affects Josh Jackson. I do think he's a first-rounder, anywhere from 10 to 20-something. I think James Daniels has a great shot to be a first-rounder. He might slip into the second, but, man, the Bengals at 21 and the Bills at 22, those look – I think he probably goes in there somewhere. Josie Jewell, he's the guy – I remember last year I was really kind of surprised at Iowa fans. I was a messenger in this. When Desmond King, when he was following the draft, people did not like that. They saw him win the Thorpe Award. They saw him basically play a Spider-Man position for Iowa in the secondary for 2 years. Did great things, and he went in the fifth round of the Rams. Now he had a great NFL rookie year, and he's on his way to a second contract and the NFL riches that brings. But to me, I think Josie Jewell kind of falls in that category. I think Iowa fans have seen him do so many good things and just answer the bell so many times, with so much consistency that when he drops, if he does drop, and he might go in the second round, he might go in the fifth round. So if he goes in the fifth round, chill, he'll get his second contract. I don't see him dropping anywhere any further than the third. I wouldn't be shocked to see the Detroit Lions pick him. The Lions are going to become sort of the Patriots West their former defensive coordinator, Matt, whatever his name was, moving over to be the head coach for the Lions now.
Yeah. Lots of NFL draft stuff coming in the next few days around the Hawkeyes and a lot of Hawkeye stuff as well. You can follow it at thegazette.com and give him a follow on Twitter. Get it up to 38,000. We're issuing the challenge right now. Mark Morehouse joining us here. Mark, appreciate it as always, man.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Mark Morehouse here on KGYM. We will take a break. Come back. Chris Liss of rotowire.com to answer your fantasy baseball questions. That is right around the corner. Maybe a football question thrown in there as well. And that's coming up next here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy tenders $20 fill-up from KFC contains 12 extra crispy chicken tenders, 4 dipping sauces, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. And that'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because when your customers need a water heater replaced or installed and are looking for ways to save money on their utility bills, we can help. We offer Energy Star certified high efficiency options from America's most trusted water heater brand, A.O. Smith, to help you help them save. Choose from several models available in stock and ready in emergencies if that's when you need them. Plus, save time by ordering ahead online and we'll have it ready for pickup at the Pro Desk. So, Pro, now that you know, let's get started.
If it's time to replace your vehicle's battery, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and take advantage of our exclusive Do It Right rebate. For a limited time, purchase a Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum battery and get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pat Oldham with Modern Piping, local union 125, plumbers and pipe fitters. We're installing all the plumbing, mechanical, HVAC systems, along with modern sheet metal. It's a 10-story new building next door to a 10-story remodel. for United Fire. On this project, we're utilizing a lot of the latest technology with total station layout, prefabrication of the plumbing and mechanical systems to help speed up the delivery of the project for the owner.
Another year of Lunchbox Heroes getting underway on a beautiful Wednesday today as, Mark, we were in downtown Cedar Rapids enjoying things.
We were indeed at the American Building, which is the future home of United Fire Group. Met and fed and talked with about 70 or 80 workers who are on that project, and it's coming along well.
Yeah, it really is. That's the one right there on First Avenue, right at 2nd Street. On the east side of the river in Cedar Rapids. And great to talk with those workers down there, and great to feed them. And just talk about the building, talk some sports, talk some football, NFL draft, and other things with some of the workers down
there.
Yeah,
good interaction with them, Alan and Trent and others. And appreciated them listening and their continued support of the show.
Absolutely. And a big thanks to all the great sponsors for helping out with the 2018 edition of Lunchbox Heroes. They include Built by Pros, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, Chick-fil-A Lindale, Acme Tools, Mediacom, Poncheros Mexican Grill, Red Wing Shoes, United Rental, Dr. Pepper, Domino's Pizza, Mantality, Star Equipment, and Airgas. 3:44, back with you, and you heard about Lunchbox Heroes over the lunch hour, and I had a great time over there at the American Building in downtown Cedar Rapids, and looking forward to next week's edition. Going to be down in Iowa City, Tom Rommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to be down there next week, but great to hook up with some of the loyal listeners over there and feed all the masses over there in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Yep.
A lot of fun.
We'll be out and about virtually every week as part of the Lunchbox Heroes program brought to you by Built by Pros. And it's really gratifying to see all the progress that is and always has been made in the quarter.
Absolutely. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com set to join us right now. Your fantasy baseball questions for Chris. Welcome. Either via the phone lines, 319-366-1600, or the Hertine and Stocker Jeweler text line at 319-366-1600. Have somebody to pick up, have somebody to replace. As far as an injury is concerned, well, this is your chance to talk about it here with Chris right now. And Chris, how's the first 3 weeks of the baseball season treating you so far?
So-so. I'm not that pleased with some of my teams. Couple of them are doing well, but I would say I had expected better, and it is early, but I'm a little disappointed.
Ronald Acuña Jr. going to make his Major League debut for the Braves against the Reds tonight. Tell us about him.
Yeah, he's basically one of the top prospects in the last 5 years. I think there was a very small number of people who hit what he did in the high minors at the age that he's at. I think he's the youngest player to make his position player to make his debut. The only five younger than him were Mike Trout, Ken Griffey Jr., Andrew Jones of the Braves. And I can't remember, there's two others that are, you know, Hall of Fame level players.
So, Lee Harper?
He's in sort of a very, very rarefied class of players who did this well at this young of an age in the minors. And I expect him to hit right away.
A lot of eyes are going to be on him. That's for sure.
Yeah. For sure. A lot of fantasy people are counting on him. Some chance he's going to be called up at the beginning of the year, and they made him wait 2 weeks for service time considerations, and then they just bizarrely made him wait another 10 days, so he's finally here.
A couple questions on the text line for you, Chris. Thoughts on Junis? Can he keep it up?
No, I think he's okay, but he doesn't strike out enough guys, and I think that it will catch up with him.
0-1-2-3. Is King Felix worth holding on to? He's really been up and down.
I dropped him. He's actually winning today. Got some strikeouts, but he's thrown 89, 90, 88 even. And I just don't think he has it anymore. I just don't think he has good enough stuff. And this is against the White Sox. It's not a very good team. When he faces the Astros and the Yankees and the Red Sox, he's going to get shelled.
Yeah, the White Sox aren't very good. Their bullpen may be the worst in baseball. There are no Jed Lowry hitting 363 right now with the Oakland Athletics, and I don't think anybody saw that coming down the line. He's not going to keep that up, certainly, but you hop on him when you have the opportunity, I guess, right?
I mean, he's a good hitter. He's always been a good hitter when healthy. He's been injured a lot in his career, especially earlier. You know, I agree. I mean, he's probably like a 285, 290 hitter with a little bit of pop, and he's in a hot streak, but he's a solid hitter.
Chris, I spent the last two nights watching your Yankees bludgeon my Twins, and last night I said, hey, we're going to talk to Chris Liss tomorrow. I wonder which Yankee he'd most like to have on all his fantasy teams.
Well, it was Stanton, and I have him on a couple, and he's gotten off to a really slow start, though it wouldn't shock me if he hit like 20 home runs in June or something and went on just a monster tear. But the two best guys have been Gregorius, the shortstop.
Yep.
And, you know, it looks like, you know, a real star. I mean, he looks like, you know, who was the last shortstop for the Yankees? I can't remember.
Did he wear number two?
I don't even know, because this guy's better, certainly better defensively. And then Aaron Judge is actually ahead of last year's pace. He's gotten better. He's striking out less. He's hitting with just as much power. So that's kind of scary. If Stanton gets hot, I mean, this team is just going to be ridiculous, the lineup.
Well, yeah, and now Torres is up now, too, with the Yankees, just to make things even more interesting.
And Aaron Hicks is good, and Gary Sanchez is the best hitting catcher in the game. It is a ridiculous team.
Chris Liss of rotowire.com joining us here, and you can send Chris a question at 319-366-1600. You can also give us a call at that very same number at 319-366-1600. The Houston Astros pitching staff, we knew they were good. Verlander has been absolutely crazy good. Garrett Cole has surprised some people as well, and then you've got guys up and down the line that are doing well, like Charlie Morton. It's great to be a Houston Astro fan right now, or to have Houston Astros on your team.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how good their pitching's been. I mean, they really have seven starters, because Brad Peacock and Colin McHugh were pretty good too. So they really have seven starters that are all high quality. You know, Verlander is a true ace. Keuchel is not far behind Garrett Cole, Morton, you mentioned. You know, Lance McCullers, some people think, has the best stuff in baseball. He just stays healthy and harnesses it. So they just have a monster rotation. And the bullpen not only has Peacock and McHugh, but it has Chris Davinsky, who's lights out. You know, Ken Giles, last year's closer, is barely getting into games. So this pitching is ridiculous. And you know the hitting is good. So it is, you know, they won the World Series, and they've got to be the early favorites to repeat.
Javi Baez off to a big start for the Cubs. Do you expect it to continue?
Yes. I have a couple shares. I wish I had more. He's one of those guys that didn't walk a lot. In the sabermetric community, the guys that are really into the stats, were always like, well, you know, with that kind of poor plate discipline, he's going to be chasing balls out of the zone, and he's, you know, he may not develop. But there's a second way to look at it. He was hitting 270 despite chasing. So the other way to look at it is that he has such skill that he doesn't have to have perfect plate discipline to be a productive hitter. And then now that he seems to be getting a little bit better discipline and improving the skill at age 25, and he runs a little bit and has ridiculous power, swings like from the heels every time up, you know, this guy could hit 35, 40 home runs with 15 steals and hit for average also in the middle of a lineup that scores a lot of runs. So, yes, I think he will continue.
Couple more minutes here with Chris, if you'd like to get a question in. And Chris, I know you don't like college football, but you, as soon as they get drafted on Thursday night, you're going to be interested in these guys. How many quarterbacks are going to go real early? At least your gut feeling, anyway, that you guys at RotoWire have talked about.
Well, we got some guys who put up some mock drafts, and I think, you know, Mario, our guy, says four or five minimum, you know, in the first 15 picks or so. And then he says it doesn't go that deep, the draft. It's interesting. He really likes Baker Mayfield. He thinks he's going to be, you know, he compared him to Drew Brees as a comp, like a small guy, but with, you know, excellent skills and excellent defense reading ability. And the guy he loves is Lamar Jackson, who he said is the best running quarterback prospect of all time. And I said, better than Michael Vick? And he said, yeah, better than Vick. And it just depends whether, you know, a team gives him the shot to really take over if they think he's, you know, more, you know, just more of an athlete than a quarterback. But our guys seem to think that Lamar Jackson has a ton of upside. And imagine for fantasy, you know, you get, you know, 800 yards and 10 touchdowns or something rushing with the quarterback stats. So that's the guy that's kind of exciting for me.
Chris, you started to post NFL projections for next year. Tell us what that process has been like.
Yeah, so I do the projections for all the players, and you know, I kind of refine it, and obviously as more information comes out with the off-season activities and training camp, I keep editing them. But one thing I realized is, like, I do the projections a little differently. Like, I could have Tom Brady have 32 touchdown passes, but have the receivers have 40. And most people say, well, how can you do that? You have to have 32 passes, you know, receptions for the receivers, just like 32 passes for the quarterback. It's got to add up. But the way I do them is different because I don't really care if it adds up. I'm not trying to be audited, like make a perfect projection system. What I'm trying to do is create a cheat sheet with these projections, and you type in your specific parameters on the site, and it spits out a cheat sheet. And if I think you should be drafting Jordan Matthews and some of these other speculative Patriots receivers, you know, high just in case, I will boost their touchdowns and get and put them in a place on the cheat sheet that makes you have to draft them. And I think it's a mistake that people make trying to make these perfect cheat sheet and projections, when really the only purpose of these projections is to generate a really useful cheat sheet. So at RotoWire, we're really trying to keep the end goal in mind, which is to have you win your league and to have the players ranked where they should be when you're looking. So you don't have to scroll down 20 spots to find a guy with upside. I'll boost that guy so he's the next guy on your list.
Chris, one last question on the text line for you. It's baseball related. 5899 is in a National League only league. He's been offered a trade, Greg Garcia and Dylan Peters for Dyson and Brian Mitchell.
Oh, you know what? I don't go that deep in NL. I have an AL only, and I don't do an NL, so I don't own any of those guys. The only guy that I really have even had even a passing interest in was Dyson for the Steelers, and he's playing a little bit with injuries in Arizona, but I don't want to give an opinion. If you're in an NL only league, I'm just not that deep on NL.
Yeah. Check him out online. Give him a follow on Twitter and check it out at rotowire.com. And everyone's going to ramp up their interest in football, I got a feeling, over the weekend, Chris.
It's already happening. I mean, it's, you know, for the XM, we're doing so much draft prep stuff. That's the only reason I can even talk about these guys, because we're forced to do it. So, yeah, tons of football stuff on the site.
All right. Chris, appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. All right.
Thanks, Scott. Take care.
All right, 3:55. Take a break. Come back. Wrap her up after this.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Come play in the St. Andrews three-person best shot on Sunday, April 29th. Entry is $35 per person and tee times are from 8 until noon. You could just stop into St. Andrews Clubhouse to sign up or call 393-9915. Unlike other best shots, this one returns 100% of entries, and gee, maybe there'll even be some decent weather. Sign up for the three-person best shot Sunday, April 29th at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will, because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Back with you here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Good show coming today. Great show tomorrow as well. Smoke and Dave Kochen will join us from Las Vegas, and the voice of Iowa baseball, Zach Mackey, will join us coming up tomorrow as Iowa gets ready for... big series, I believe, the Michigan Wolverines, number one in the Big Ten, around the corner this weekend.
Very pivotal if Iowa wants to get into the postseason, and then the schedule lightens up a bit.
Yeah, for a little bit. I mean, you can't say that you're going to
get an easy one. No, you're not going to walk over anybody.
In baseball, especially out there. We got a poll question for you, KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway.
Is the NFL draft the most overanalyzed sports event of the year? Obviously, a yes or no question. We'll have results on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Yeah, right now everybody says yes, it is. Mm-hmm. You and I are the only two that don't have mock drafts up at this point. Is that the case?
I don't, you know, I don't throw darts. I don't play darts, so therefore I don't do an NFL draft mock.
Chiefs don't even have a first-round draft choice tomorrow night. Doesn't mean they won't.
Right.
They've wheeled and dealed more than they have in a long time the last couple years.
Should be very interesting.
Yeah, so you got to tune in because you never know when your team is going to get called. Never know what's coming up next, but we know. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're coming up next here on KGYM. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
I was never the fastest, never the biggest, never the strongest. But I never let that stop me. I never lost my focus.
NFL Draft. The first round selection is...